Kelly, Owen of Wheeling, Steve in Greensburg, James of the North Side, and Catherine from your family and extended family. Also Jessica of Katanning from Alicia. On November 3rd, Monday, happy birthday to Bear from Aunt Daisy, Aaron of Hampton from your family, Aiden of Allison Park from Mom and Dad and Olivia and Addie, John Luke from Melanie and son Henry, Matt of Southampton from Annie and Caden. Happy birthday to you, Matt, from Annie and Caden. Noah of Washington from Mom and Dad and Rebecca and Tara and Rebecca on the same day of Washington from Mom and Dad and Noah and Tara. On November 4th, Alex of Ohio from Debbie and Rich and Shannon and Ryan and Derek and Mira and Ricky and me too. Charlotte of Stratton Lane from your family on November 4th. Ben of Roslyn Farms as well from your family. Julia of Crafton from Dawn and Janet and Sam and Gregory. Finally, Stu and McCandless also on November 4th from Sarah, Gabe, and Amy. Stuart's back to a prime number, I do believe. Grace of O'Hara Township on November 5th. Andrew also celebrates Juanita. Your mom wishes you a happy birthday. Mary Jean of Irwin from husband Mark on November 5th. And Caden of Southampton from Annie and Matt. Their birthdays are just 2 days apart. We have Rich in Poland. Happy birthday from your family. And finally, on November 7th, Elise of Dormont from Mom, Dad, and Caitlin, Jim of Banksville, Marla of Pleasant Hills, and Father Bob of Carnegie. Happy, happy birthday.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's postal address and we will make sure they receive an official, colorful Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed representative. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org. By way of a public service announcement. Remember, your clocks go back an hour tonight as we head into standard time.
I'm your only friend, I'm not your only friend, but I'm a little glowing friend, but really I'm not actually your friend, but I am. to tell from my electrical well. It's a simple message, and I'm leaving out the whistles and bells. So the room must listen to me, filibuster vigilantly. My name is Blue Canary, one note spell.
Saturday Light Brigade, and those are our pals at Buffalo Rose, and Make a Little Birdhouse in Your Soul. Welcome to this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. We are so glad that you are here with us. And one thing I like to think of is, no matter what happened between last Saturday and today, could have been a rough week at work or at home. It could have been something stressful or not so stressful. Regardless, we want to be a place that you can rely on to welcome you, and where you'll find a place you can relax and be comfortable and rely on. We feel that way about you, and we're glad you're able to be here with us. We're going to play Guess Who in just a moment.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
Last week's on-air segments featuring New Horizon Theater, siblings and comic book creators Saif Soya and Sophia, youth magicians Gabe, Lizzie, and Heath, and singer-songwriter Eli Lev are now available along with hundreds of other features at slvradio.org/catalog. It's time for us to play Guess Who. Guess Who is the game that's easy to play. We are about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. We have one specific person in mind. Could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious, somebody living, no longer living. Maybe it's somebody from literature, film, music, history. Could be just about anybody. We think it's probably a name you've heard before. You can guess as many times as you would like, and I will keep you posted regarding the incorrect guesses coming in. This week's Guess Who initials are C-K. C-K. That C is in Crafton. And K as in Kennerdale. Those are just ways to make sure that you heard the letters correctly. C, K. Let's let the guessing begin. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text. Or 1-888-SLV-RADIO. As you're guessing it, we played a song about a dog named Cat in our last hour, and Mary writes, my family had a cat named Dog. When my brother was in high school, his girlfriend gave him a cat, which he named Dog. Dog became my mother's cat in short order. So that singer-songwriter is not alone. Lots of guesses already coming in this morning. Wow. Nice to see Nick and Susan in New York City here with us today. I'm going to read some, but not all of their guesses, because they have quite a few. I'll eventually reveal them all. They do have the correct answer. Some of their guesses include Chaka Khan, Christopher Knight, Carol Kane, and Charles Kuralt. Oh, I can't leave some of these out. They're just too good. Cosmo Kramer, the Seinfeld character, that's great. And Christopher Knight, I believe, played Bobby on The Brady Bunch. Mike and Mars also has Charles Kuralt. You're allowed to guess him twice during Guess Who. Angie and Mars has Carol King. It's not Carol King, a great guess. Here is James in Freiburg, who also has Cosmo Kramer, Clark Kent, Chaka Khan, Calvin Klein, and a couple people that I'm going to have to look up. The first is Catherine Keener, an American actress. almost always an actor when I don't recognize the name. And the other is Chris Kuroda, member of Phish. But you're welcome to guess again, James. I don't see the correct answer in your guesses. Matt has Calvin Klein as a guess, not Calvin Klein. Annie has Clark Kent, Superman's alter ego. Patrick in South Park has Carol King. A good guess, but not Carol King. Mike and Mars has Carol Kane. 412-200-5975 as we play Guess Who together here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And the guesses keep coming in. Here's Stu and McCandless with Charles Carroll and a great addition, Captain Kangaroo. Not either of those. Charlie Kirk, guessed by Rich in Edinburgh. Caroline Kennedy, guessed by Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania. Chuck Noll, what a great guess. She also had that as a guess. Jim in Crafton Heights has Chris Kattan. Carol King and Charlie Kaufman. I should know Charlie Kaufman, but I'm blanking on him. Actor in Being John Malkovich. Or is he the director? I think he was behind the scenes on that film. And Tommy in North Chesterfield pipes up with Calvin Klein, Carol King, Casey Kasem, Clark Kent. The correct answer. And two I don't recognize. One of which is Chad Kroeger, a Canadian musician, part of Nickelback. And the other is Clayton Kershaw. Is he of the musical Kershaws? No, he is a pitcher for the Blue Jays. I'm sorry, for the Dodgers. Still more guesses coming in. Here's Gail from Stanton Heights with Carol King, Casey Kasem, Cosmo Kramer, Carol Kane, Clark Kent, Caroline Kennedy, Chris Kattan, Chaka Khan, Chad Kroeger, Charlie Kaufman, and Candace King. Also, Carson Kressley. Carson Kressley is one I need to look up. Part of the series Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Now that I see a picture, I recognize him. Let me go back and share with you some of the answers that came in from Nick and Susan. I didn't give you all of their answers. Caroline Kennedy, Coretta Scott King, Calvin Klein, Catherine Keener, Carol King, Carol Kane, Charles Carroll, Cosmo Kramer, Clayton Kershaw, The correct answer, Craig Kilborn. Good guess. Chuck Klosterman, Christopher Knight, and Chaka Khan. So I think we have two correct answers so far. Annie and Nick and Susan. Tom also has quite a few. Carol King, Caroline Kennedy, Coretta King, Casey Kasem, Calvin Klein, Christine Keeler, Charles Keating. That's a good one. Charles Kuralt, Clark Kent, Clark Kerr, Captain Kangaroo, and oh, here's a great one. Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk of Star Trek fame. Charles Kettering, Captain Kidd, the correct answer. And another creative one, Citizen Kane, Charles Kellogg, Charles Kushner, and Chiang Kai-shek. Excellent. We're playing Guess Who. C.K. are the Guess Who initials this morning, and we'd love to have you play along.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
And we're going to continue. Dave in Grove City just guessed Charles Kuralt. Not Charles Kuralt. And I'm amazed at how many answers continue to come in. Matt thought of Captain Kirk and Captain Kangaroo as well. And Charlie Kirk, oh, Jim in Crafton Heights, is thinking about Red Skelton and Clem Cadiddlehopper. Not him. What a great guess. Pudge realizes that as soon as Halloween is over, the Christmas season begins, so it would seem. He has a guess of Chris Kringle. Chris with a C. Bruce has Caroline Kennedy and Casey Kasem. Coretta King, guessed by Larry and Vanessa, listening in Italy. Bill in Sheridan has Clark Kent. Richard on the north side, he's made a broad guess of all of County Kerry in Ireland. Nobody there. Patrick in Stanton Heights has Carol King, Chelsea Kane, Caroline Kennedy, Casey Kasem, Carol Kane, Captain Kirk, Cecil Kellaway, Claire King, Carol Kidd, Charlie Knapp, Christoph Kerbrot, and Kendra Shakar Carr. None of those. Annie and Matt have a guess of Charles, King. Sure, why not? And Matt also guessed Chuck Knox. Lois and Gibsonia, good morning. Oh, Charles Krauthammer, that's a great guess, the journalist Charles Krauthammer. This person would be in the same genre, not the same generation, but the same known for what Chuck Knoll is known for. That might help a little bit. And also Chuck Knox, for that matter. More contemporary than both of those people, but in the same line of work. Carl Kolchak, just guessed by Jim in Crafton Heights. From the TV show Kolchak. Well, we have a correct answer from Tom in McCandless, Tommy in Virginia. Nick and Susan in New York City, all with the correct answer so far. Oh, Chuck Clausing just guessed by half of the dynamic duo. What a great guess. That's from Linda and Collier. We're looking for Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick, today's guess who? With correct answers from Annie, Tommy, Nick, and Susan, and also from Tom. Smothers Brothers next at the Saturday Light Brigade.
I fell in a vat of chocolate. What'd you do when you fell into the chocolate? Lolly doo dum, lolly doo dum day. Well, I fell in a vat of chocolate. I just fell in a vat of chocolate.
Wait a minute. You just said you fell in a vat of chocolate.
I know, I fell right in this vat of chocolate.
I know, and I asked you a question. I said, what did you do when you fell in the chocolate?
Well, I swam a lot. There's a 30-foot vat, and we just full of chocolate.
30-foot across?
No, deep. It was 30 feet deep, full of chocolate. I fell right into it, and I
Well, what happened? What did you do after you fell in?
Well, I even hate to think about it because it was
I'm
terrible
serious.
Experience.
What did you do? What did you do to get out?
I was just walking down down by my house there, and there's this vat of chocolate over it.
Now, what did you do? First of all, there had to be a restraining rail on the vat of chocolate.
Well, I used to kind of balance on that rail. I used to walk on that rail, and someone evidently put something slippery on there because I fell right in there.
Okay, then what happened, Tom? What did you do after you fell?
I yelled fire. I yelled fire when I fell into the chocolate. I yelled fire when I fell into the chocolate.
Tom, why'd you yell fire when you fell into the chocolate?
Lolly-doo-dum, lolly-doo-dum day.
Well,
I want you to think about it, Tom. It must have been a very traumatic experience.
Oh, it's just a horrible experience. That chocolate all over me. I was swimming around like
that. What possessed you to yell fire when you were out in this vat of liquid chocolate? There was no fire. You were in the chocolate and you yelled fire. That's pretty ridiculous, if you ask me.
It certainly is.
I just yelled fire when I fell into the chocolate.
Tom, why'd you yell fire when you fell into the chocolate?
Why yell fire? Because no one saved me if I yelled chocolate!
No one saved me if I yelled chocolate.
Lolly-doo-dum, lolly-doo-dum day.
Chocolate is love. Mm-hmm. Chocolate is hip. chocolate is now. Beans from Brazil, milk from a cow. Chocolate is love. Mm-hmm. Please don't mention the chemical connection chocolate makes in my head. It's Christmas, I'm drinking, eating Hershey bars and thinking if I can't be in love, I'll have a truffle instead. Cocoa is warm, fudgesicles chill. Whatever the form, it's always a thrill. Chocolate is love.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, chocolate is a big part of our lives. And we'd like to share with you now our testimonials in the hopes that each and every one of you will accept chocolate into your lives.
At night I dream of hot fudge on ice cream. Snickers are fine, milk that's divine.
Haagen-Dazs chocolate, chocolate chip is a trip.
I couldn't survive without my Godiva.
I eat a chunky when I feel funky.
A Toll House cookie is better than Nookie.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S. Nestle's makes the very best. Chocolate is love. Truffle instead. Cocoa is warm, fudgesicles chill. Whatever the form, it's always a thrill. Chocolate is love.
Congratulations again. If you knew that Colin Kaepernick was today's Guess Who answer, and you heard the Chenille Sisters just now and the Smothers Brothers before them with selections each called Chocolate. We have something special coming up in a moment. We have two-thirds of the Old World Warblers here with us from the Finger Lakes, New York area. We're happy that they're passing through, and we wanted to get them on the radio to share with you as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from slbradio.org. Eli West.
And trains don't feel no
pain. And the tune is I'd Like to Be a Train. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And in just a couple of moments, we have a special pop-up live music segment for you.
Well, Ida Ray lives in town, weighs 340 pounds.
And Larry and Vanessa continue to be listening in Sicily this morning and checking in with us. Great Wi-Fi on the bus. We're happy. And speaking of happy, Lee Robinson, a great musician whose music you might know, Lee Robinson and Iska, provided solo sax tracks for the documentary In Exile.
Well, I read in a mother,
and it happens to be at the Harris Theater, and we wanted to mention that. Congratulations, Lee. And you can find times at the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust website or by reaching out to the Harris Theater. The premiere is November 7th at 7 o'clock. Thank you, Lee. We are excited to have some musicians with us this morning. They are from the Finger Lakes, New York area. Typically, this is a trio. The third member is not here in the region today, but two-thirds of the trio are here. They are Hannah Farley and Tim Clayton Braley, and together they are the Old World Warblers.
Maybe we should be knows.
Nobody knows
the truth between the lies
the
they're told.
Between the lies
our
they're
proof
told.
Of what their eyes behold.
But keep hope
we're getting close. Keep hope we are getting close. But maybe we should be where
maybe
we are.
We should be where we are.
Maybe 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 we should be where we are.
Hannah Farley and Tim Clayton Braley of the group The Old World Warblers. Am I getting that all right?
I yes,
hope I'm
I heard
getting.
You've practiced it.
Yes,
we had to practice it too.
I looked in a mirror and I said it over and over again. And I'll mention Scott Kalpin one last time because, you know, couldn't be here. And looking at the Old World Warblers Bandcamp site and Facebook and other social media pages, he's clearly a big part of the group. What brings you two to Pittsburgh?
We love Pittsburgh. I mean, we've visited here years prior, and Phipps is just an amazing place, and that's one of the things that called us back. And just getting out of town, sometimes you got to do it, and it's about 5 hours from where we live, so it seemed like the right distance and the right town.
I'm glad to hear you say that. Now, have you been to the National Aviary?
No, but we love birds.
And we are, it's a very short walk from where we are right now. It literally, I'd say, two blocks away.
I think we drove by it, actually,
yeah,
trying to find some parking.
And it's an amazing facility. And I'm sure there are Old World Warblers there, if not officially, ones that maybe just happened to stop by. Tell me about the song that you just played.
It's one of the first originals that we put together, and you know, it just comes from a place of working really, really hard. And you know, we have this idea, you know, drilled into us when we're young that if you work hard and you keep working hard, you're going to get ahead. And you know, sometimes that doesn't actually happen. And we were working our butts off on a house that we were lucky enough to be able to purchase, but we had to sign a waiver to enter it because it was so full of mold and other dangerous things. And so between, you know, spending all our time working on that and having to work for very low paying jobs, mm-hmm. It was a pretty stressful situation, and it seemed like we weren't really getting anywhere at the time. So it kind of came out of that, but we're also very optimistic people. So, you know, we like to push that optimism through even in the hard times. And
it is interesting that work ethic that is, you know, imbued in the most people. Everything is going to be fine as long as you work. That's not always.
We were lucky enough that it was true in the end, but you know, we're healthy, you know, and nothing. You know, we didn't get nails in our arms or anything while we're demolishing the place, and you know, maybe one of our friends did, and maybe her dad stepped on a nail. But we, you know, we didn't have anything come out of nowhere and knock us off course. So the hard work really did end up paying off, I think.
Yeah.
Well, it usually does, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, usually it does. Just talking a little bit about your musical background, and let me turn to Hannah first. When did you start playing music? Did you do so when you were a little girl? Or?
Not really. It wasn't, I will say, and speaking of work ethic, my family had a very quiet house, I guess I would kind of describe it like that. My mom worked a lot, and she needed it to be quiet a lot of the time so she could get some good sleep. And my dad didn't, no one plays instruments in my family. But luckily I was gifted like one of those like $40 or $39 guitars at one point. I think when I was maybe 11 or 12, and I didn't touch the thing until my senior year of high school.
Wow.
And then I was really lucky once I left the house to be surrounded by people that play music. So I just was able to go to places with my crappy little guitar and learn how to play music with people. And so I'm not classically trained, obviously. I just kind of picked it up and started playing it one day. And just being surrounded by amazing musicians got me playing. And then a couple of years ago, Tim bought a really crappy bass. It all starts with a really poorly constructed instrument. And he bought a bass, and I thought it was maybe $800, like that kind of big stand-up bass that didn't really work.
They really kicked it when on the way out of the room looking for basses, and they're all overpriced for us, and kicked it, and he's like, oh, look at this one.
Yeah. But he bought a bass, and I just picked it up, and I started playing it, and I ended up being able to play it.
She was instantly way better than me, so.
So that's about it.
And what about for you?
I grew up in a very large family, but I wouldn't call it a musical family. I was the youngest of seven kids, and I do remember going to the Fairhaven Beach, which is up Lake Ontario, and my sister and my brother who is 1 year older than me, my sister is a year and a half older than him, they both played clarinet in this little American Legion ensemble, and I remember going to that, and I started to play music because my parents did push it. They wanted us to play music, and I remember when I was probably 5 or 6, I started playing viola, and then my teacher stopped giving me candy, so I quit. I wish I didn't, man. If I would have been playing viola since I was 5 still, that'd be great. But after that, I didn't pick up another instrument until I was probably 17-ish when my brother had bought an electric guitar and started playing Blink-182, I remember. He stopped playing it, and I kind of fiddled with it. And once I got in the military, I could afford a guitar, and I bought one and had a lot of time to play in the off times and annoy all the people around me by not being very good and playing the same thing 100 times in a row.
See, it's good to know, I think, how these stories come together. You both became somewhat, hate to say serious, but more engaged with music in your late teens.
Yes.
And you sound really good together, almost like siblings singing together, which is great. If you're just joining us, Old World Warblers is this pair. They're here. And Tyler Westcott made them aware of SLB. He of Folk Faces, and I'm so glad that he did. There, and just for the fun of visiting Pittsburgh, I want to be sure we get a couple more songs in since our segment just has about 10 more minutes. It's a shame we couldn't be turning back the clocks right now as opposed to overnight. Then we'd get all the time in the world.
Wait, is that happening tonight?
It's happening this weekend.
Oh, okay.
So you get extra time in Pittsburgh.
All right.
Clocks go back 1 hour. We fall back, that whole fall back an hour.
Yeah.
This is fall back.
Oh my gosh.
Weekend.
I had no idea.
It catches up on you. So, what would you like to do next?
Sorry, you just rocked my world.
Oh. Yeah, the fallback is good. The spring forward is a little hard. The fallback, I'll take.
Yeah. We'll play. Yeah, I'll take this one too. We'll play a song called Bear Creek Landing. Staying on par with this kind of like on course with talking about kind of Lake Ontario, I wrote this song. I started this song a couple, like maybe 7 or when I got the bass, essentially. I started writing the song, and I wrote it about my mom, who around the time that she was very ill, and just the importance of spending that time with her. And it's just a fun little story song. 5, 6.
Da, 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 we've got places left to see. I know you've been feeling ill, but we still have some time to kill. Come spend that time with me. I'll smoke cigars and you'll sip on gin. We'll play cards and you'll let me win. And we'll call it a good day. We'll count clouds over the lake, drop big stones just to watch them break, having fun in our own little way. We'll drive on up to the border, just you and your daughter, and stop at the duty free. You'll look at rocks and shiny things to go along with your diamond rings while they ring up my whiskey. I'll pack some sweets up for a snack and we'll agree over the fact that ice cream is a meal. And the miles will pass by with just you and I taking turns behind the wheel. Gone, though we weren't gone for too long. You wanted to see friends, try your luck, take a chance. Dis bonjour et au revoir. Good times are had till time runs out. Ain't that what life is just about? Little time and much to do. And I would do it all again.
Hartley and Tim Clayton Braley, two-thirds of the Old World Warblers. I wish I could hear each and every Old World Warbler together with Scott Kalpin. Hannah, you have a beautiful voice. It really, I think, that song showcased it really well. And as I mentioned before, the two of you singing together, it's just a great sound. And you're not there's nowhere folks can really see you in the area, which is fine, but I guess you do have an album that people can find on Bandcamp, olderworldwarblers.bandcamp.com. Is there anything else that people should be aware of or look for?
Well, we're taking a little break right now because, sometimes you got to refocus and do other things. And, we're kind of getting pulled in different directions. But one of the directions we're getting pulled in is to record. And, that last song we don't have a recording of yet. And the first one we do, but it's like 6 or 7 years old, and we've changed it since then. So this cold season, I like to call it, or the restful season, we're going to finally do that album we've been talking about for a little too long, and it's a lot easier to do that when you're not playing shows.
Yeah, excellent. Make sure you make us aware of it when it does come out, and I hope you'll let us know the next time you're in town too.
I'm we'd glad to come back.
We do have time for one more. This is we won't be talking after it, though, so I want to make sure if there's anything else you wanted to say that you get a chance to say it.
I love Pittsburgh.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us, and thanks Pittsburgh for a great time.
We're glad you do, and thanks to Tyler Westcott for connecting us. What do you want to play now?
We do Carry On in Song?
Yeah, that sounds good.
So another new song that we don't have a recording of, and the song is a song I wrote over the course of many years that reflects on my time in the military, and took me a long time to write it the way I really felt like it should
be. How many years were you?
I was inactive for 3 years and then inactive, National Guard for another 3 years after that. And so this song has a little call and response part that I used to sing while in jogging formations. And so here it goes. It's called Carry On in Song. Don't come back the same from such a foreign place. Never return with our freedom earned. We'll be long, long gone before our tour is done. It's all right, it's all right.
It's all right, it's all right.
It's all right,
it's all right.
It's all right, it's all right.
It's all right, it's okay.
Hey,
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 hey. Beyond where arrow flies, we dream of peace and light. I'll find you there, my friends, when my own time ends. It's all right, it's all right,
it's all right.